Chof Tes Nissen, 25th of April, Rabbi Avrom Yaakov Dadun, catching up.
I finish at 5 tonight.
We can catch up another time.
Sorry, it's my fault. Apologies.
It's fine. It gives me great pleasure to be here today. I want to speak about today. We're going to speak about his point just a bit further. One of the points that he said. I'm going to speak today about an article that I wrote in the Dark Hora publication, if anyone's seen it before. A publication which comes out every 2 months. The question arised this Friday was the 10th of the Omer. Yes. And the 10th of the Omer, the guy David Meiriv ready on Friday. 7:15 was Meiriv, Kabbalah Shabbos. Meiriv, 8:10, guy comes up to the rabbi and he asks him, "I haven't counted number 10. Can I count now number 10? After David Meiriv, after Shkia, Bein Hashmoshes. And he's asking himself, can I count 10? Because do we say that it's still considered the previous day, or no? Do we say it's now Meiriv and it's already gone on to the sphere? In order to answer this question, whether after Kabbalah Shabbos is considered a different day, and whether Bein Hashmosha one can still count, the question arises on a normal day. On a normal day, someone misses, today is 14, he forgets 14. And he's coming to Bein Hashmoshes. Can one count Bein Hashmoshes? Someone's missed the 24-hour period, like the previous Rav explained. If one can continue counting, you're right. If someone can continue counting with a bracha, the question is, can one Bein Hashmoshes count without a bracha and then continue counting with a bracha? Maybe I didn't explain myself correctly. When a person finishes this 24-hour period, we hold that one cannot continue with the bracha. The question is whether during Bein Hashmoshes of the following day, one can still catch up the previous day. In order to answer that question, the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Siman Tav Pei Tes, the din of the Shumas Hadeshin.
Oh, sorry, what time are we talking about now? Roughly today?
Today, Shkia, if I'm not mistaken, is about 8:05. So we're talking about between that time and Nacht. So in Eretz Yisrael, most of the poskim take on, it's berach 13 and a half minutes. So those who want to say 25 minutes. In here in London, it's about 40 minutes. So depending on where you are, is the time... Sorry?
It's much later.
Much later now, sorry?
8:14.
Sorry?
Today is 2014.
24. Sorry, 8:14 today. The current day, and obviously it's getting a bit later. Between the hour of 8:15 and it's about 40 minutes, if I'm not mistaken, till about 5 to 9, or 9 o'clock already now, already is. That's basically the time of the Bein Hashmoshes.
So you're literally talking about...
I'm talking about that till night. Can a person count the previous day? Sorry?
He doesn't marry.
The original question is after Mariv, after Kabbalah Shabbos, after Lechadoidi, after Alim Lushabeh, after he's already shmoozed with the Chevron and realized that he hasn't counted beforehand, that's the time we're talking about. So the original question is about Friday, if there's any difference, and the previous question is on a normal day, what do we say?
Hypothetically, you could do the one after the other.
Sorry?
Within the minutes, one after the other.
Hypothetically, but it's probably a theory in their base. Monashak, if you say today is 10, then you can't count 11 on the same...
If Nacht is at, let's say, 10 past
9... No,
Nacht
you can
do one at 9 past 9 and the other one at 10 past 9.
For sure.
Before or after Kiddush?
That's a very good question. Who asked this?
Before after Kiddush.
Fantastic. Ledati is no different, but we'll see.
Yeah, because we, by Bayer of Yosei or Kiddush?
Correct. Lefoish. In order to answer this question, one has to understand the Trumas HaDeshem, which the Shulchan Aruch brings down. This Trumas HaDeshem I want to slightly indulge in with you together. I know in yeshivas they always talk about Sfek Sfek, so don't worry, it's not that difficult. I'm not going to make it... The questions asked, the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef brings the Trumas HaDeshem, what's the din if a person is Mesupuk? He's not sure if he counted, right? One person is not sure whether he counted. Last night they counted 14, and he's like, I'm not really sure if I counted last night 13. Well, I wasn't in Ma'ariv Bizmona, like you said, one should do. And I wasn't counting. Later on I did count. I can't remember if I counted. Yes. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Imu musupak im dileg yom echot v'loy sofa. What's the din if a person is unsure whether he counted, whether he missed out correctly, whether he missed out a 24-hour period, v'lo yisofa. What's the din? The halacha tells us in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Peites Siv Ches yispor b'shay yomim b'vrocha. A lot of people may not know this, but when this person is mesupuk, whether he has counted a full day, full 24-hour period is missed, the din is that one can carry on counting with a bracha. The question is why forever so? Why is that so? So the Beis Yosef brings down this Trumas HaDeshem, and he says as follows: Im sofa b'layla echad oiloi yirad diyispo bebrocha mekan v'hala v'lemiboy niska b'yomahu shas v'day tzarich lispo b'lebrocha mtecha sofek. So he says clearly here. The im dileg afilu im echod yochalim shach lispo bibrocha. Why? Because we have a din of sfek sfeker. What's the din of the sfek sfeker? As follows. Like was said previously, there's a din, there's a machlokes kaidua in Sfiras HaOmer, whether you say that Sfiras HaOmer is be'etzem one brocha, one mitzvah which starts on the second day of Yom Tov till Shavuos, or whether we say each day is a separate mitzvah. There's machlokes between the Tosfos and the Bahag. The Tosfos brought down the Re and lots of other Rishonim hold that every day is a separate mitzvah, and that's why we make a brocha every day. That's how we paskin la'alocha lechumra, to make a brocha lemaisa every single day, because we say it's a mitzvah every single day. And there's a Bahag. The Bahag holds, the Tosfos brings down the Bahag, and the Rosh brings down the Bahag. The Bahag holds it's one whole mitzvah. I don't want to go into the fact that we make a brocha every day. How does that fit in with a Bahag? Lemaisa, lahalocha, we paskin that a person should make a brocha every single day, and we do consider like it's a mitzvah every day. However, like was said previously, if someone misses the night, if someone misses a full day, then one should not carry on continuing to make a brocha, because we have a din of sofik brochas lahakel, because we have a sofik. Now the question is, why is this Bahag so stringent? I just wanted to clarify this point. It's brought down by the Orach HaShulchan, very, very interestingly. The Bahag was one of the G'dolei Rishonim. And the Orach HaShulchan brings down clearly, he says as follows, Kosar HaBahag Shimshoch Yom Echad Milimlois Legamrei Bein B'yom Rishon Oy B'Shah Yomim Yisbro kol ayomim sha'achor v'loi brocha, mishum dein ze tmimus. V'tamuach kadmonim al din ze. A lot of the Rishonim, the Rosh and Tosfos, or hapela on this Bahag. On this, the Orach HaShulchan writes, I don't know if you know who the Orach HaShulchan was, Grace Adayin of Epstein. He said he wrote this, Ben Dion Ledin, he used to write the Orach HaShulchan, just to understand the godless. He writes here, Ach kiven de dvor divrei Kabbalah, Halacha Umarian came. Since the Bahag is Divrei Kabbalah, Halacha Umarian came, which means that he's got the, even though most of the Rishonim hold that it's a separate mitzvah, nevertheless, since the Bahag has got a bigger Kovid HaMishkal in Halacha, because it's because it's very kadum, the din of the Bahag. Therefore, the din is halacha merkin. The halacha is we take on lechumra that the mitzvah is starts from the second night Yom Tov till Shavuos lechumra. The hainu, if a person misses a day, then one should continue counting without a bracha. After having this machlokas, the Truma Sedeshin says to us that we have two sfeikas here, two doubts. The first doubt is whether he made whether he counted or whether he didn't count, right? I'm talking about the case of Truma Sedeshin, right? If someone is Mesupak im Dileg, right? He's not sure whether he missed the day or not. So that's one sophic, whether he counted, whether he didn't count. The second sophic is, how are we passing la halacha? Like the Bahag, or like the Shara Sheinim? And since we're taking the Bahag, la maisa, la halacha, so it is a mockum to say that there is here a sfeika according to the Truma Sedeshin. There are those who take on that since the Bahag and the Rav Hashem is not Sofek HaShokul, that's why by Sfeik Sfeika, Bederach Klal, even though we say we should not make a Brocha, even though here we should make a Brocha. Let me explain myself clearly. There's a Din Bakant, the Sofek Brochas Lahakim. The reason being, Kayadua, it's a machlokes rishonim whether you say leosisa Hashem Ashor deraisa derabonon. Lemaisa we take on that sofik brochas lahakel the sibbe is in order not to be over on a brocha levatola, and that's why if a person is mesupak whether he makes a brocha or not, the din is to be mekel. It's yadua that by the sfadim the din of sofik brochas is very very chamur. It's very very stringent. This din, even if it's a small sofik, one doesn't make a brocha. One is mahara, one is yotzer from someone else. The Birkei Yosef, the Chidor writes that that even though we say Sofek Brochas Lahakad, I don't know if it's a 50-50, one should not make a Brocha. He says, even more so, if someone has a Sfek Sfek, someone has a Sofek, so it comes out 75%, right? It's a 75% possibility one should make a Brocha. He says, the Birkei Yosef in Hilchos Brochas, that a person should not make a Brocha, right? Because it's stringent, because making a bracha levatol is very stringent, therefore it's only if it's 100%, we don't make any exclusions. However, having said that, that by sfeik sfeika one should not make a bracha, nevertheless, here is different. Why is here different? Why by here, by Sfiras HaOmer, the Shulchan Aruch, Derchai Paskens, sfeika sofek brachas lakel, there's a din how he paskens like Abba Sfeik Sfeika, and that we'll see in a minute. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens clearly this Truma Sedeshin. Paskens clearly that if a person is Mesupak, whether he made the Brocha, whether he counted or not, one can carry on making a Brocha. I want to know if everyone's with me. So why? Why Dafka by Sfiras HaOmer do we say Sfeik Sfeika and make a Brocha? So I saw very interestingly enough, the Or LeTzion, Rabben Tzion Abashol, he's got a sefer called Shut Or LeTzion, and he says there that since it's a mitzvah, it's, some people hold that it's mitzvah d'oraisa, the Rambam holds it's d'oraisa, most Rishonim hold that since we don't have Ketiras HaOmer nowadays, and it's toloy in the Ketira, so therefore it's only d'arbono b'zman hazeh, lo the Rambam, and nochanam it's d'oraisa, it's fatim lachem machsa Shabbos. It's 200 zachen. Then even if we say that there's no din, even though we say there's no ketiras haomer, there's no beis hamikdash. Shivna beis hamikdash may be yomenu, and then it'll be nochanam deraisa lekula alma. The Rambam is deraisa, and therefore since it's deraisa, it's more chomer than shah brochas. It's machadah zayin. It's big chiddush. Lemaisa Roshnei Mezamen writes that since it's not a sfek sfek gomur, because of this deal, like we said about the Bahag and Shara Sheinim, so it's not a Gamma Sofek HaShokul, therefore, it's more of a tzad to say that one can make a Bracha. However, I did see the Gaon, the Rav of Yerushalayim, Rav Masas, was the chief rabbi in Morocco, and then he came to Yerushalayim, he was the Rav in Yerushalayim for 27 years. he writes a fascinating nakuda. He says, firstly, even if we say this first time is the Raisa, the Baruch is definitely the Rabbonon. And therefore, even if it's the Rabbonon, then why Ma'u Mehai Mehai? That's firstly. Secondly, he says an Einfallen. He says a Chab. And this Chab I wanted to share with you. The Beis Yosef also brings down the Trumas Hadeshen. Now, it is true that the Trumas Hadeshen himself, when he says that if a person is Mesupah, whether he missed the day, he should carry on counting with the Brocha, he himself brings down the Trumas Hadeshen that he holds like the Rav Yoh and like the Rambam that the Sfiras Om is the Raisa. And that's the Makor for Rabbi Tzion Bashor, that Trumas Hadeshen himself holds that since it's Daraisa. However, if someone looks into the Beis Yosef, he sees clearly that the Trumas Hadeshen, only the first part of the Trumas Hadeshen is brought. The second half, where he says specifically that he holds that the Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is Daraisa, that Nakuda, he doesn't bring. So it's very interesting to see that the Beis Yosef himself, when he brings down Trumas Hadeshen, he brings him Lahalocha. However, he doesn't bring the Nakuda Sfiras HaOmer Daraisa, and therefore, once the time of Masas, the Anochanami, the Shulchanor holds that really Sfiras HaOmer Bizman said the Rabbona, like we're with Rishonim, and like it's seen in a few other Sifim in the Shulchanor and Sin Taf Beites, the Anochanami holds Sfiras HaOmer Bizman is the Rabbona, but nevertheless he still holds the din of the Trumas Hadeshen. And why is that? So even if I hold the Sfiras HaOmer is the Rabbona, I still say that if a person is Mesupak, whether he counted, one should carry on with the Brocha because it's a Sfix Faker. Even though I hold this Darabonon, according to Rama says, he says, this is a Raya, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Halacha, that even if a person has a Sfix Faker, one can make a Brocha, even if it's a case of Darabonon. Which is a big, big Chiddush, right? That even if there's a Sfix Faker, not like we said, in the Brikei Yosef, that if one has fixed one should make a broch, he wants a taina, then Nochanami Das HaShulchan Aruch is that if there's a 75% reason to make a brocha, that's enough in order to make a brocha. I can see I've lost half of you.
Only if it's the rice.
Huh?
Only if it's the rice.
Again?
Only if you hold it to the rice.
No, so that's what we wanted to say. That Nochanami, according to Trumas Hadeshen himself, he Nochanami brings a holds the rice. But since the Shulchan Aruch brings the Trumas Hadeshen, and the Shulchan Aruch holds the Nachanim is Darabonon. And he only brings the first half of the Trumas Hadeshen. It seems to mean that the Beis Yosef only holds, the Shulchan Aruch holds it, and Nachanim only Din Darabonon. And even if it's a Din Darabonon, I still say that by Sveik Sveik I do make a Brocha.
We don't understand why.
Sorry?
Sorry, I haven't followed why.
Why? Because okay. He holds
sorry,
on the...
Can I take you back? You no said problem. There were two answers.
Two answers.
Didn't get either of them.
Okay, let me go through. Yeah, so pleasure, I understand. I'm happy they asked you.
Maybe everybody else did.
No, no.
Which half?
I was actually clearing whether to say this point, and I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to try, I'm going to do my best, and together we're going to do it. But it's a very vital point, I'd like to say. I can see you want to listen, and you're hearing it. In Ravon Gurvitz, used to say it by Rublev. It's felt in Hezbollah, it's felt in Avona. It's felt in Avona, it's felt in Hezbollah. And if you don't understand it, it's a problem with me. No. You just.
The
Trumas Hadeshen holds that by Sfeik Sfeika, one should make a broch. Yes. Okay? It's clear. Even though there is a machlokes in Hilchos Brochas, whether by Sfeik Sfeika one should make a brocha, one should not make a brocha, it's clear that by Sfiras HaOmer one should make a brocha. The question is why? Why by Sfiras HaOmer should be different by Shab HaBrochas than one understands? You got Sfeik Sfeika, one shouldn't make a brocha. By here, by Sfiras HaOmer, we see one should make a brocha. The question is why should the Trumas Hadeshen hold such a thing? So either we have a teretz that Enochanami. Here, Sfiras HaOmer is different because there are those who hold this Doraisa, and therefore it's Muhammad. Tirutz number one.
Well, so you're saying it's not a Sufik Rabbanon?
No, yeah, correct. Therefore, it's more stringent here. Therefore, we have more of an Atiyah, even though It's 25% option that one shouldn't make a bracha. Nevertheless, we don't, since it's a daraisa, therefore we should make a bracha. It's difficult to understand. I
don't get
agree.
That either.
Why? Because
the bracha
is not
daraisa.
Correct. That's how the Rav Masas asks on this.
And the bracha is never ma'akev in the mitzvah.
I hear. I agree to you. I also understand it's a pillar. That's my. But because the Truma Sedeshim himself brings down that since the Sfirah Sa'umah is daraisa, Enochanami. The second answer is brought down. Ba'al Shlomo Zalman pointed out in the Dirshu one should always look. I don't know if it's Bekant in London, so do in Yerushalayim. That the Dirshu is not enough to be so much la'aloch l'maisa. I'm sorry, Dirshu, I don't want to do this to a public audience, but there is a clear mistake brought down here in Da'as of Shlomo Zalman. It's a steer actually in the Dirshu itself. That's why how I saw it. And then when you see it inside, in the more recent Sefer of Shlomo Zalman brought down in the Rishimas, he does say one should continue and make a bracha even if he's remembered the Ben Hashmoshes. Let me explain myself clearly. If a person, so we had one teretz, Doraisa. Second teretz, he says that since it's a Sfik Sfika, it's not a Sfik Sfika Gomo. If you have a Sfik Sfika Gomo, then it's a 75%. It's a 50-50, another 50-50, you have a 75%. But the second suffix of whether it's one mitzvah or whether it's a separate mitzvah it's not a 50-50. Let's call it like that. It's not a 50-50. And therefore, percentage-wise, it goes over the 75%. So in normal brachas, when we would have a sfik, a 75%, and we said one shouldn't make a bracha, here it's more than that. That's the second teretz brought down by a few achronim, one of them Rosh Hashanah. The third teretz brought down is that in Ochanami, the Shulchan Aruch paskens lahalocha, even though there's a machlokas by brochas, the Shulchan Aruch paskens lahalocha, that one should make a brocha by sfeik sfeik. That's how he says, that one should make a brocha, that even though there's machlokas shah brochas in Ochanami, but the Shulchan Aruch paskens here, that one should make a brocha by the sfeik sfeik. Now, the truth is, the Achronim take this halacha of the Sfek Sfeka to make a bracha of the Trumas Hadeshim, the Shulchan Aruch Paskens clearly to our case of Bein HaShmoshes. What's the deal of Bein HaShmoshes? Correct. Everyone understands that after Shkia is sunset, right? After sunset, do we say it's night or do we say it's day? By Nacht, it's definitely night. Before Shkia, it's definitely day. The question is between Shkia and nightfall, whether this time is considered day or night. So since it's a Sofik, it's Bein HaShmoshes, what do we say? We hold it's got a din of Sofik, right? And therefore, the Achronim want to bring a Raya from the Trumas Hadeshim, that's a Sfik Sfika. Sofik day, Sofik night. And Alat. Yeah, so we talked about, let's say, it was on the fourth day of the Umar, let's say, and he missed the first fourth day. So during this Bein HaShmoshes, it's a Sofik day, Sofik night, Sofik 4, let's say, Sofik 5, right? Can a person at this time, what can he count at this time? So, and can he continue counting? So we say as follows, if it's day, then it's considered the previous day and a person can count. Right, and can continue counting 5, 6, 7, because he's definitely counted the 4. Right? And if it's night, then he's missed it completely. But even if it's night and he's missed the day completely, he can still carry on counting with the bracha, because most of the Rishonim hold that each day is a separate mitzvah. So even if he's missed the 24-hour period, and the time of Bein HaShmoshes is definitely night, one can still continue counting with a bracha. And therefore, the halacha brought down that if someone doesn't remember until the following day, Bein HaShmoshes, one should count straight away at 8:15, 8:20, one should count straight away, and then one can continue counting with a bracha. Sorry? So on the Tamimas, there's a... What's your question specifically? What's your question?
You've missed out.
What have you missed out?
It's the Vedas, but it's not Tamimas.
But that's good for the Nakuda here. Whether we say you've missed or you haven't missed. Whether you can catch up, whether you haven't, whether you can't catch up. That's good for the Nakuda here. I thought you were asking something else.
If he's done in Marv already, and watched all the other, some followers, he's already said the other way over in Marv.
Yeah.
Or Friday night, he said Shabbos. Same China as Friday night.
Yeah, the whole same China as Friday night. Let's get to Friday night in a minute.
Ask you, the Tzad Sofik about the Poskim, you're saying Rav Poskim say that, right, therefore right. That Sofik is, yeah. is Rav. Surely, as you get further away from Shkia towards Nacht,
correct.
You're gradually getting, your Sofik is becoming smaller and smaller,
correct.
That it's Yom.
Correct.
So a minute before Nacht, the Sofik is Kimat, it's already night.
What's your name?
Yankee.
Yankee said a fantastic point. You must be either an accountant or something along these lines that one can fall in. Or a grace of Talmud Chacham. One of the two. I'll tell you what, whenever I give shiurim, it's very interesting that you can see each person how he looks at the item. And so once he's a base of measures, and he deals with furniture, so he sees the tables and chairs. The other deals with sforim, so he can see the sforim. The other sees the other's accountant, so he can see how much this place actually cost. The guy's a lawyer, he's thinking, what did they sign up when they're writing here? Everyone sees it in their aspect. That's why it's Talmida Yoise Mekulam, because each Talmud has got a different eye, a different mindset, different glasses, to see the sugya in its shleimus. He asked a fantastic question, Yankee. He says as follows. He says, I understand that 8, 14 and 30 seconds, right? That's definitely a sofik, whether it's day or night. But how about 8:30? Do we say 8:30 is more of a sofik or less of a sofik? 8:30 is definitely less of a sofik, right? Definitely more of a sofik. I can see now everyone's with me. But for sure, when it comes to 8:50, I'm definitely pushing the pushing my chances, as they say.
After Shkia,
I once heard of David Lau speaking. He spoke before Akoyla, 400 younger light. He gave a chabura, and he was handling. And what's like is like what just happened now. You see the olamayim, and then someone's always there saying, "Shh, you know, calm it down." He says to Makuba from Rav Shach that the whole learning from that's Makuba from Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the when the olam are handling in the that means everyone's speaking and everyone it's not a university lecture that one speaks to another, rather it's each person trying to think of the Sfaras together. So rather on this point which is added, the Achroni bring down a Sofik brought down originally by the Sharetzion, which brings that there's a Das of Yosi in Gemara and Brochus. That says that the din of Bein HaShmoshes is only at the end of next to Nacht. Rather, the whole din of Bein HaShmoshes is actually Vaday Day, according to Rabbi Yosi. So they bring down that even if you remember, towards the end, you still have the other Sofik of the din of Rabbi Yosi. So whoever understood that, lastly, obviously, I have to end, which is very unfortunate. Otherwise, this can obviously carry on. To answer just up the question, why should it be different than a Friday? Because Gosei Ibus Moshe brought down the Gaba this point. Because, as everyone knows, if a person is Mekabel Shabbos, one can Mekabel Shabbos early. However, by Shkia, there's no messing about anymore. Well, by Shkia, one can't do any Issa Melacha. The Nafkumin is Yadua, if a person, as he missed, forgot to put on tefillin and mashal, right? He bought in Shabbos early, 7:15, he comes down, oh my gosh, how did I forget? He can run home, put on his tefillin. In London, maybe it's a bit different because the everyone's mekabel might have a din of shkia. Everyone should ask Israel, but nochanami. But for sure, in Eretz Yisrael, where they bring in two minutes before shkia to sefer Shabbos. But vaday, if someone bought in Shabbos half an hour beforehand, then it's considered a kabbalah betos. Yeah, someone got a mitzvah of a tefillin. There's another case of adlokas neris from meketnai. There's a few other cases brought down. The Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Hilchos Shabbos. But the nekuda is that when I'm a kabbal Shabbos, I can still take off that kabbalah. By shkia, there's no messing around, Mashinik. Chazal, that's it. By Shkia, we say. What's the reason by Shkia? The reason is that since it's Mesupak, whether it's day or night, and it's very, very Choma, Hechel Shabbos, therefore we don't know where it is, and therefore we take on that from Shkia, it's Vaday Shabbos. Right? Nevertheless, here, the Nakuda is not whether we take on it's Vaday Shabbos now. The Shaila here is whether it's still 10. Or not. Whether it's still 10 or not, there's no mitzvah or issa or maisa mitzvah, mashinuka. You're counting and you're saying the count of the day. The question is whether this day is finished or not. Whether this day is finished or not is a matter of whether it's reached night and whether you've done Kabbalah Shabbos or done Mariv. I won't say this is Lekol HaPoskim, but Ruba Deruba of the Poskim hold that one can count 10 even after he's done with the Mariv, and can continue counting with a bracha even after that. Obviously, one should point out that one definitely should not count both 10 and 11 within this time of Bein HaShemoshes. Obviously, one should count 10 and then continue making a bracha.
Thank you.